With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The DOJ has decided some lawmakers will be allowed to review unredacted files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Rideshare drivers for services like Uber and Lyft may soon be required to speak English if their companies want to do business with the federal government. Congressman Josh Brkeen, legislation there seeks to bar non-English speaking drivers from federal contracts, ensuring any ride-sharing driver is able to communicate with passengers and clearly understand all traffic laws as well. It's been a mixed bag on Wall Street so far today. Right now, the Dow is struggling a bit. It's off by 10 points at this hour. The NASDAQ doing quite well. It's up by 250 points. A stunning free skate scored the U.S. figure skating team gold at the Winter Games.
Ilya Malinin helped the U.S. defend its team figure skating gold medal at the Milan Cortina Olympics. On Sunday night, he beat Japanese rival Shun Sato in a head-to-head showdown when the teams were tied on points. Malinin, known as the Quad God, landed five quadruple jumps, scoring 200.03 points for his free skate. Sato followed with three quads, scoring 194.86 points, leaving Japan with a second straight silver medal. The U.S. finishes with 69 points, Japan with 68, and Italy takes the bronze with 60. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And this is SRN News. A call for action against China, correspondent Michael Harrington explains.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. The Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the world. Simply owning a copy of the scriptures can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In countries like Somalia and Mauritania, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. Iranian authorities have forbidden the translation of the scriptures into Farsi. That's a language most Iranians speak. This is SRN News. The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer stores across the country and Canada has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, blaming declining sales and a litany of other industry headwinds.
The bankruptcy filing marks the third time in a little over two decades for the storied but now tired brand that began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitted the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of newfangled down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer LLC says it's entered into a restructuring pact with its secured lenders as it made the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court for the District of New Jersey. Rich Thomason reporting.
A trial focused on whether Meta misrepresented the safety of its platforms when it comes to the dangers of child sexual exploitation gets underway today in New Mexico. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.